at 563-322-2969 to register. Brought to you by River Action and Cumulus Broadcasting.
Friday mornings, we have an audience with the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader. You can read his thoughtful columns in print every other week or anytime you like on the interweb there. It's a series of tubes at rcreader.com. Mike Schultz joins us here on the
Good
David
morning,
Dirt
gents.
Show.
And I guess we got a little catching up to do.
Yeah, we missed you last week.
Yeah. I can't even think of what is in theaters. I've been kind of...
I actually had to think about that on the drive over. I'm like, what did I see?
But we know. Well, we just talked to Eric Roberts, who's in Expendables. Let's start with that.
Let's start with the Expendables. Yeah, what a shame that that's not more fun than it is. Yeah, it's just it's the irony free movie. It's like, gosh, you've got this insanely, you know, this killer 80s cast.
Yeah, right.
And can't we get a joke every now and again?
There's not one wink, huh?
Well, no, not really, except for the obvious kind of Stallone-y winks that he does in, like, Rocky 7 or whatever, and Rambo. I mean, it's like, yes, I'm old, you know, I got a droopy lip. Yeah. You know, okay, we get it. But Dolph Lundgren, I'll tell you, is insanely good in it. He's great.
Yeah.
And Roberts is pretty good. Eric Roberts is pretty good. Mickey Rourke's okay. But it's shot terribly. It's really kind of badly edited. You can't figure out what's going on in the action scenes. It's stupid. Yeah. It's too bad.
That's a shame. I thought that would be a lot better.
Yeah. I thought it might be kind of fun. I'll tell you what I loved. The Other Guys, the Will Ferrell movie.
Good?
It's awesome.
Is it?
It's
good.
Exactly the movie I'm gonna bring it up again that I wanted Dinner for Schmucks to be.
Yeah.
It was just nonstop funny.
You know what?
Me.
I saw it. I didn't like it. Too many close-ups. How does it feel, Mike?
It hurts a bit.
So this is the
David.
Best Will Ferrell thing in a while.
In a while, since Blades of Glory, I think. I got to go back like 2.5 years at least.
So the Other Guys,
it was
loved.
Hilarious. I loved it. Yeah. I absolutely did. I also loved Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which opened last week. Yeah.
Now, Is this a comedy too, or a comedy action, or
it's a comedy video game,
comedy
basically?
Video.
Yeah, it's this guy has to vanquish his intended's seven evil exes. I was gonna say boyfriends, but there's one that's not so much.
Yeah,
but it's by the guy by Edgar Wright, who did Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, and so it's kind of brilliantly. You know, visual. There's always stuff going on.
Both of those really good.
And Sarah's amazing. Sarah, though, is he becoming more effeminate with every movie? Is he becoming girlier with every movie?
He's
becoming like Shields and Yarnell now. You know, it's the weirdest thing.
Is that because of the haircut or
it's just
the black bodysuit?
he's
getting a little more twisted.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean, like, Youth and Revolt was pretty great. But they're really doing interesting things with the Michael Cera type.
Yeah.
Because he is nobody's idea of a romantic lead at all.
Right.
And at all now. But he's funny, man.
Yeah.
He's got good timing.
Yeah.
It's a great flick. I loved it.
Both of those.
I really did. That's one of my favorites of the year so far. Really good. I saw Step Up 3D. I'm not sure if we care at all.
No.
And finally, I saw the Julia Roberts flick, Eat, Pray, Love.
And?
It's actually not bad.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's exactly what you think.
What is
overprivileged.
It about?
It's overprivileged white woman who basically has it all, and it's just not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish I was fulfilled. And I've got this great husband, and I've got a lot of money, and just a little bit.
My only complaint
empty.
Is that I have no complaints.
Yeah, that's it. And so you sit there kind of going, what's your freaking problem?
Does she learn to love again?
And she learns to love again, yes. Yeah. And so she goes to Italy, and she eats a lot, and then she goes to India, and she prays a lot, and she goes to Bali, and she loves a lot.
Really?
With Javier Bardem, no less.
Really?
It's just as simple as that, basically. But it's pleasant. The time went relatively quickly, considering it was 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Right.
Just long for anything.
We've got a lot of movies opening in theaters
this
week.
Yeah, we do.
I mean,
I'm kind of screwed this week.
I don't know.
Including one I think you should be excited about.
Well, that would be
I've got one I'm excited about.
Yeah. Piranha 3D?
That's the one.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the one.
At some point in the movie, and I am a spoiler alert here.
Yeah.
Is it Jerry O'Connell?
Yeah,
the kid
is
from Stand By Me, he's in it.
Okay.
And at some point, he does a full frontal shot, and the piranha bites off his penis.
Oh, I'm there already. Come on.
At some point, the piranha, he's doing a full frontal shot, and a piranha.
Talk about eat,
off.
Love, pray.
And that piranha is Julia Roberts.
Really? Oh, I'm impressed, Jerry. Okay.
A
wow.
sudden That's underwater brave. Tremor unleashes a prehistoric strain of man-eating fish.
There you go.
I'm so excited.
And Elizabeth.
If they were zombies, I'd be just a little happier, but that's all
zombie
right.
Zombie piranhas?
Zombie piranha.
Elizabeth Shue is playing the Roy Scheider role in this one.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
No,
She's
great.
The one in the, you know, we got to close the beaches kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
It looks so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Good, good reviews.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Good.
Yeah, Ebert gave it 3.5.
Wow.
In fact, I believe
Can't
Ebert
wait.
Actually uses the word run, don't walk.
Run.
To see Piranha 3.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Adam Scott's in it, right? He's awesome.
We have a little bit of the trailer here from Piranha 3D in Quad City Theaters as of today.
It's like this body's been in the water for weeks.
I want to know what the hell this thing is doing in my lake.
Is that a piranha?
This particular piranha vanished 2 million years ago.
I'm thinking about closing the lake.
There's us and there's 20,000 kids. You do the math.
Yay! I'm so there. Best clip ever.
This
you
is
can't.
What
we can't close the lake. It's the 4th of July weekend.
This is what I would love to see because, of course, with movies you can do anything now.
Uh-huh.
What I would like to see is someone gets from their head down completely stripped, but still moving a little bit before they fall down.
That might be how that might be how we lose Jerry O'Connell.
Someone comes running out of the water and there's nothing left of them except their head, and they run a little bit before they realize they need to fall down.
Oh man, I can't even wait. With Christopher Lloyd as the crazy scientist.
This?
Oh great!
We're gonna play that clip again.
Is that a piranha?
Dude, that's play it again.
This deserves another play.
Yeah.
It's like this body's been in the water for weeks.
That's Ving Rhames, by the way.
Oh, God.
I want to know what the hell this thing is doing in my lake.
Is that a piranha?
This particular piranha vanished 2 million years ago.
I'm thinking about closing the lake.
There's us and there's 20,000 kids. You do the math.
Oh, fantastic.
Perfect. That's just perfect.
Ah, the movie Snakes on a Plane wanted to be.
I was just going to say that.
Right?
Yeah. Snakes on a Plane had all this buzz. It was going to be so much fun, and then it was just awful. This has got that vibe, but it
Snakes on a Plane,
like
I think, was probably designed to be actually a movie, and this one seems designed to be as stupid as it seems, which could be good. You know? Oh, I'm very excited.
Is that a piranha?
Is that a piranha?
I love any movie called Piranha 3D where a character at some point in the movie says, "Is that a piranha?" I want to shut the show down right now.
I need to point this out.
And let's go to the theater and see.
I'd like to raise a point. Is that a piranha?
I'd like to ask what I think is a very practical question.
Yeah.
Is that a piranha? Wow. Mike.
Best clip ever. Way to go.
Oh.
All right. Congrats.
I'm serious.
Right?
Let's go right now.
I'm ready.
Fun stuff.
Piranha 3D in
so
theaters.
Excited.
Also in theaters, there's a new Jennifer Aniston comedy,
oh,
The
God.
Switch.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston decides to become pregnant by inseminating herself, unaware that the sperm is from her best friend.
Oh, God.
Jason Bateman plays the best friend. Here's a clip from the movie The Switch.
I would like you to be the first to know I'm having a baby.
You're pregnant?
Not yet, but I'm working on it. Went to the doctor. She said all my levels are really great. She said that my cervical mucus is gorgeous.
Thanks for that.
And then I thought to myself, I can do this. I don't need a man to have a baby.
Technically speaking, you do.
You know what? I'm going to do this. I want to have a kid. And I am in the market for some semen.
And?
I need you to help me find some.
And the spoiler alert here is that they go to the Iowa State Fair and she gives birth to a bull child. Boy, that's going to be awful.
How is Jason Bateman so good but just makes such bad decisions?
He bats about 50-50, I'd say. Well, you can't actually bat 50-50. You'd have to bat 500.
Bat 500,
yes. Yeah. I'm a huge sports fan, as you can tell.
I can tell.
Yeah, well, Bateman, all right. could be like Friends versus Arrested Development type thing. Which would you rather watch?
Well, right.
Also opening today, Vampires Suck. We had Matt Lantner on earlier this week. Yeah, he's the star of this movie. Becca is an anxious non-vampire teen torn between two boys in this comic spoof of teen angst, romance, and vampire movies. This is from Vampires.
The look on Schultz's face
says it all.
Isn't her name Becca in Twilight?
I think it's Bella.
Bella. There we go.
Yeah,
this is a spoof of the Twilight movies.
Sure.
Who's that? Snooki, Jay Wow, DJ Pauly D.
No, not the douchebags from the Jersey Shore. Him. The really pale dude with big hair and constipated look.
Edward Solon. He's a complete hottie, but evidently no one here is worthy.
He does look constipated, doesn't he?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, big breakfast. You know,
just ate a bat.
We also have Nanny McPhee returns. Emma Thompson's magical nanny appears.
Yeah, I'm blowing that one off. I'll tell you, I'm blowing that one off. I didn't like the first one. I'm not seeing this one.
You didn't care for it.
I'm not going to play a clip of this then.
No, life's short.
And then we also have Lottery Ticket. A young man wins $370 million in the lottery, but has to survive a three-day holiday weekend before he can claim his prize.
Is this the little Bow Wow movie?
I think so.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Yes?
I'm not sure. Okay.
I'll say yes.
All right.
We have a clip here from Lottery Ticket.
Hey. Everybody at? Everybody at lunch?
Yeah, where?
Closed.
Closed?
Closed.
What you mean closed?
What you talking about?
For the 4th of July. Be open again Tuesday, 9 a.m.
Tuesday?
I ain't 4th of July.
Man, that's 3 whole days. Can happen in 3 whole days.
Let's think about this. Me, you, and your grandma, we're the only ones that know about the ticket. If they knew back home, you already been shot. Am I right?
Yeah, but you making this sound real easy, right?
Come on, Kevin. You tell me, what can go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Well, yeah. Let the hijinks and
let the hilarity ensue.
Let's not kid each other. Everyone's going to go see Piranha 3D.
Yeah, right?
My prediction is that this thing makes ridiculous box office.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, though. Is that a piranha?
Let me ask you this. And I think this is a fair question to ask. Is that a piranha? You know what I would love?
What kills me, of course.
I would love it if that guy shows up like every 10 minutes in the movie.
Constantly.
Hey, is that a piranha?
I love the idea that there's just one, because like they swim all by themselves. Yeah. You know, that one?
To begin with.
Hey, is that over there?
And it would also have to be moving kind of slow. Otherwise, you know, how would you tell?
It'd be interesting if they take, like, everyone takes a little break and they're at a Long John Silver's and the guy gets in line. It's like, hey, is that a
piranha over there?
Next to the coleslaw and the hush puppies. Is that a piranha?
Check out those movies in Quad City Theaters as of this weekend. Mike,
I can't wait.
You're a busy man.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of movies to see. And off he goes. He's Mike Schultz from the Brewer Cities Reader. We
Good
are Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9. It's another Hey, Remember the 80s broadcast. Oh, no. You didn't go old school on me, did you? Oh, yes, you did. It's Rock 104.9.